Hey everyone, and welcome back to Avage Çapok Podcast, your little sound window into the world of Sports Science Student Association at the University of Marag. I'm Niyash Bagherzadeh, and today we're diving into a topic that might not sound super exciting at first, but trust me, it's one of the biggest health concerns worldwide: osteoporosis. There is actually a reason why October 20th is recognized as World Osteoporosis Day. This condition often develops quietly. By the time we notice it, things may already have gone too far. Imagine this. A 65-year-old woman who's always been active and loves her evening walks. One day, she slips and falls at home. At first, she thinks it's just a small bruise, no big deal. But when the pain doesn't go away and she sees the doctor, she learns her hip is broken, all because of a severe osteoporosis. That's the story of so many people. A disease that stays hidden for years and only shows itself through a fracture. So, what exactly osteoporosis is? Our bones are constantly being renewed. Old bone cells are broken down and replaced with new ones. When we're young, this balance is perfect. But as we get older or in a certain situation, bone breakdown happens faster than bone building. The result? Bones become thinner, weaker, and full of tiny holes. And that's when osteoporosis quietly steps in. Hello, I'm here. Here's an interesting fact. We reach our peak bone density around age 30. After that, if we don't take care of ourselves, that bone density curve starts going downhill. According to the International Osteoporosis Foundation, over 200 million people worldwide have osteoporosis. One in three women over 50 will suffer a fracture caused by it. Among men, one in five is at risk. In Iran, studies show that above one-third of women and one-fifth of men over 50 experience some level of bone loss. These numbers really highlight why raising awareness is so important. Women after menopause because of lower estrogen, men over 70, people with a family history of fractures or osteoporosis, smokers, drinkers, those with a sedentary lifestyle, and even teenagers who ignore healthy eating and exercise are all at higher risk. So, osteoporosis isn't just an old people's disease. We should start prevention early, in childhood and young adulthood, especially for women. Why do they call it the silent disease? Because it can progress for years without any clear signs or pain. Usually, you only find out when something breaks. That's why doctors recommend that women over 50 and men over 70 get a bone density test every 5 to 10 years if their last test was normal. It's such a small step, but it can make a huge difference. Did you know that by eating well, especially getting enough calcium and vitamin D, sleeping properly, avoiding smoking and alcohol, taking care of your mental health, and staying active, you can actually prevent osteoporosis? Bones are like muscles. The more you use them safely and consistently, the stronger they become. Some great exercises for stronger bones include brisk walking, hiking, dancing, and jump rope. These are weight-bearing workouts. Strength training with weights, resistance bands or body weight, and yoga, tai chi, and stretching, which help improve balance and flexibility. But not every exercise is right for everyone. High-risk activities like heavy lifting without guidance, competitive football or basketball, or other contact sports can be dangerous, especially after 30. So, if you're into intense sports, it's smart to shift toward safer and more suitable activities as you get older. And hey, if you or someone you love has already been diagnosed with osteoporosis, don't lose hope. It's never too late to start. By improving your diet and doing safe, guided exercises, especially with a qualified trainer, you can slow down or even stop its progression. Yes, osteoporosis may be a silent disease, but we're not helpless. With awareness, nutrition, regular exercises, and a healthy lifestyle, we can protect our bones and our future. Remember, our bones are the pillars of life. Taking care of them is an investment in a stronger, healthier tomorrow. Until the next time, take care. Stay active and stay strong.